Minion, making good time. It's 103.7 WHHT. Good morning. I'm Kelly McKay, and it's FFA week, so we are celebrating with some FFA members this morning from Barron County High School. I have Alana, Jonna, and Holland. Did I get all that right? All right. Good morning, ladies. How are you all doing?
Doing good. How are you, Kelly?
Doing very well. Thank you, ladies. Y'all good over here?
Yes, we're great.
Okay, talk in the microphone. Just
there. We're doing great.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. Well, I do want to start out with each of you talking a little bit about the office that you hold there with the FFA. Alana, you want to start?
Yeah, so I currently serve as vice president this year. It's kind of been the role that I've been working towards all throughout high school. It's always kind of been my dream role, I guess. So that basically just means I kind of coordinate everyone, get everyone kind of, I guess, like herding livestock, you know, trying to get everybody organized together. But as far as just the impact FFA's had on me, it's given me lifelong friendships. I mean, the girls in the studio with me are, you know, I would rank them among my top friends. So it's really just important to see the connections you can forge through it, not just in our chapter, but throughout the state.
Right. All right. Jonna, what about you?
This year, I'm serving as the Barron County president. And kind of like Alana, I do have to say the connections through FFA have been immense, like the impact across the state and even across the country going to national convention. It's been amazing to see the impact FFA has had on me, because coming in as just a measly little freshman, I was so quiet, I was timid. And then I saw Mary Schalk as president, and I thought, you know what? I want to do that one day. And I was able to work my way up through high school. I continued through it and built those skills, built the ability to communicate with others, and I just wanted to have an impact on others as well.
All right. Holland.
So I'm the secretary this year, and like Jonna, when I was a freshman, I was really shy and really quiet. I didn't talk to anybody really. And I did my first contest as a freshman, and that just pushed me to try harder and do all these contests and go to all these events that pushed me out of my comfort zone and like make new friends.
All right. So thinking back, the very first contest that each of you took part in, do you remember how nervous you were?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if the nerves have gone down very much since that freshman year, but I will say I feel more prepared now.
Okay. All right. What about you, ladies?
Definitely. Yeah. The nerves, it's similar to Alana. The nerves are still there, but much better prepared, I feel like.
Okay. All right. Holland?
Yeah, I was so nervous. I almost backed out of my competition, actually, but I persevered through it and look where I am now.
I know. Look at you now. Okay. Well, we will be back in just a little bit with these ladies to talk about FFA week, some of the activities and things that they have going on during the week. So stay tuned for that. Right now it's Florida Georgia Line on WHHT.
A hammer and a nail, stacking them bales.
It's new music from Ella Langley, Be Her, on 103.7 WHHT. It's FFA week, and I have Alana, Jonna, and Holland in studio with me this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about FFA week activities. So, of course, today is a big day. All three of you ladies sporting your green, so you want to talk about what's happening today at Barron County High School?
Yeah, so we are hosting dress-up days every day this week. So today is red versus green. We had to do some tractor wars, and so we're obviously all supporting John Deere. But I'll let the other girls talk about what else we're doing this week.
All right. So what's happening tonight, ladies?
Okay. So tonight is a very big event with our alumni. It's parent night. Our parents are going to come out. We're also doing some competitions, getting our activities in. Like, we're doing speeches. There's some freshman competitions, talent competitions that members can sign up for. And we're very excited for that, along with some other things. And Holland can talk more.
So we also have a social media challenge that we are having for our members. So if they see one of the officers in the hallway, they have to take a picture of us and then show it to us to get leadership points. That it's like a system that we have to try and get our members involved in the club and help them grow.
Okay, so that's happening tomorrow, right? Okay. All right. And then what is this dynamic duo? What's that about?
Well, we just wanted people to get it, like have a chance to do it maybe like with their friends. Instead of having to just dress up by themselves, they can maybe grab some friends. Like, I know that some of us are kind of planning to do Wizard of Oz tomorrow.
Ooh, one of my favorite movies ever.
And then, let's see, what else do we have going on? We've got blue and gold. Obviously, we got to be repping the blue and gold. Mm-hmm. You know, it's our national colors.
Dress like a farmer.
I feel like we had to do that one.
Of course, you know? Of course. And then you wrap up Friday with jeans and jacket, right? Mm-hmm. So, okay. So who do you think is going to win today, green or red?
Well, I feel like at school, I don't know that it's much of a competition. There are some people that would disagree, but I feel like John Deere is going to take the top.
Okay. All right. Well, if I were wearing one or the other, I would probably have to go red just because I'm sorry, girls. I mean, I grew up riding a Massey Ferguson, so I can't help it. I can't help it. Well, it sounds like you all have a fun week on tap, and I know after tonight, you'll be able to kind of breathe a little bit after all those speeches, right, ladies?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, have a great FFA week. Thank you all so much. You are our future leaders, and we appreciate everything that you girls do and FFA does for each of its members. So thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.